Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is The Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Monday the 5th of July. Birthday to acclaimed character actors Michael Stuhlbarg, Edie Falco and the RZA. It's the day Weekend at Bernie's was released in 1989 and the coming-of-age dramedy The Way Way Back opened in 2013. But for us in 2021, today's movie world is all about this. The director of the forthcoming live-action Clifford the Big Red Dog movie has spoken about an unusual difficulty the crew faced in creating the feature. If you were to hazard a guess just what it was about the enormous scarlet canine which caused such challenges, your first guess would probably be something sane, such as filming a feature with a giant CG creature who couldn't possibly be on set. But in actuality, Helmer Walt Becker has said that there was something much simpler and stranger which caused multiple sleepless nights during production. The beloved children's book's character's precise shade of red. According to Becker, in what is the weirdest example of overthinking ever read out on this show, it's a tight wire act of red, and sometimes too red makes him feel not real. And then not enough red makes him feel like we're not really giving this character we all grew up with life as a red dog. So it was finding the balance and basically putting that red right to the edge. Originally created by author Norman Bridwell in 1963, the character has been an enduring staple of children's literature ever since. An ordinary, albeit confusingly red, pup, he grew extra large because his owner Emily loved him so much. The new flick will star Darby Camp, Jack Whitehall, Tony Hale and John Cleese, and is set to arrive in all its resplendently red glory in cinemas on the 17th of December.
Hi, my name is Emily Elizabeth, and this is Clifford, my big red dog.
Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins has given an update on her forthcoming foray into the galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Almost exactly a year ago now, Jenkins was announced to be spearheading a brand new Star Wars project, to be centered around a daring group of pilots in a brave new era for the franchise. According to the woman herself, Jenkins had been working on the project for 6 months before it was reported, and its script, from recently announced screenwriter Matthew Johnson, is now almost complete. But of course, as with all Star Wars movies, Jenkins has to work in close collaboration with the Lucasfilm Story Group, responsible for making sure that the ever-growing canon of the world George Lucas created all fits together. Speaking to that process, Jenkins stated, "It's an entirely different way of working. I'm on the phone with all of them and doing Zoom meetings with everyone involved all the time. I'm fairly free to do the story that we want to do, but you really need to know who's done what, who's doing what, where it goes. It's a whole other way of working." Casting on Rogue Squadron is expected to begin shortly, and the film is slated for release on the 22nd of December, 2023.
Stick close, Red 5. Where are you going?
Come all over me. I'm trying to lose them.
It's Red 5. I need help.
And finally, Downton Abbey needs a little longer to finish preparations, and will now reopen its doors 3 months later than planned. The wildly successful ITV period drama, created by Oscar winner Julian Fellowes, first made its move to the big screen in 2019, courtesy of director Michael Engler. Considering that it brought in $238 million worldwide on a budget of just $13 million, it's altogether unsurprising that a sequel's on the way. Unfortunately for fans, though, we'll just have to wait a little longer. Set to star its beloved returning cast, including Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville, and Dame Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey 2 will also introduce series newcomers Hugh Dancy, Laura Haddock, Natalie Bay, and Dominic West. Penned by Fellows and helmed by My Week with Meryl and Simon Curtis, the film had been previously penciled in for the 22nd of December. However, due to unexplained delays, rumoured to be caused naturally by the pandemic, the picture will now open internationally on the 18th of March next year instead.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your mother again. When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English.
But isn't she American?
Exactly.
You can pick up the rebooted Mortal Kombat and the Irish set rom-com Wild Mountain Time on DVD and Blu-ray from today, while Ari Aster's Midsommar's new to Netflix, Carol Russopopoulos' Miso e Maso Vone Bateau comes to Mubi, and Amazon Prime's adding Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Preview offerings for today include the remake of RoboCop on 5-star, The Sand and 30 Days of Night on the Horror Channel, Tombstone on the Paramount Network, The Bourne Identity and Armageddon on ITV4, It Could Happen to You, Hours, The International and Trans-Siberian are on Great Movies, and Film 4 is showing X-Men Days of Future Past, Pitch Perfect 3 and Shooter. Well, the Sky Cinema and Now premiere for the day is the stepdad psycho thriller What Lies Below, all of which makes up your daily reel for Monday, July the 5th. Keep it cinematic and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.